Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys, RIP to Brian Wilson. We gave Rick the chance last week to play the Beach Boys. We didn't get there in time, so he's making up for lost time with the death of Brian Wilson. But 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Texture rating on Rick Heyman's Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
I wish I wouldn't have started the pointing thing.
You did. Yeah, you did start the pointing thing.
Bill, this is your turn.
So you started though. A pointing thing. Repeated.
Ryan Wade.
Got you on that. I'll jump in.
Please.
First thing to start off with. Are you through? Rick, one quick thing here. You'll be able to comment when you get on air is that my daughter, Olivia, had her wedding band. Her wedding band for her ring was made at Sauter Heyman, and it is incredible.
Beautiful.
My daughter is so happy with Sauter Heyman and the work that they did and the craftsmanship, and then also the just the personal hospitality was insane. So I wanted to make sure and mention that.
Nice.
Beach Boys, how many songs they send you? I mean, I listen. It's not you know, Little Deuce Coupe or My 409. It's probably about that song. Very simple. It has a little bit of a vibe. It's probably about the 24th best Beach Boys song.
Ooh, 24th.
And so I can get it to a 601. Kind of solid, not walk up. Like I said, there's just so many other songs. I guess that's probably why I struggle with it, that I like so much better by the Beach Boys than this one. But solid 601.
Very, yeah.
Are you going with the auto 10? I mean, the death was last week.
Auto 10.
I didn't do auto. That was last week.
That's true. I played a Beach Boys song Friday. You gave it auto 10. I forget what I thought it might have been this song I played. I forget what I played.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Let's acknowledge the death by giving it a 10. But if we weren't acknowledging the death, God, they got a lot of good songs.
So hang on now. So if Jake plays a Tom Petty song, do we have to go with a 10? So
no, it's only if it's a recent death. Yeah, so, we're honoring the person that just died.
Yeah, okay.
I'll see where you're going.
Okay, keep going.
I don't know what to do with this. I like it probably a little better than you do, so I'll go a little better than Bill. I like it a little better, so 6.75.
But a 10 for the death.
Rudy's going to be a 5.4.
4.5 is not for me, but he does say RIP. I'll give it a 5.6.
Thank you, Rudy.
5.6 for me, but a 10 for RIP.
A little bit of the honor.
You obviously like some.
I like Wouldn't It Be Nice. That's my favorite Beach Boys song.
Just listen to Little Deuce Coupe today and watch how you change.
How about Barbara Ann?
Yeah, Barbara. Yeah.
That was all right.
Are you kidding me?
Good. Oh, we better get to Rick.
Well, we're
now joined
by Rick Haven. Rick, good morning. Thank you for honoring the Beach Boys today with your song.
Well, yeah, you guys guilt trip me into it. So,
but we do. We're good at that.
You're good at it. Olivia, we love Olivia. Thank you for the compliment, Coach.
Yeah, it's incredible. They were giddy, Rick, when they came home, her
awesome.
And my wife, Laura.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, okay. Beach Boys, what are you going to do here? Hey, can I say something about Shedeur Sanders?
Oh, commentary?
Commentary. All right.
I have commentary.
All right.
Are we sure he's not driving on I-80 between Lincoln and Omaha every day?
My goodness. Is that the speed people are driving?
People do fly there. Do fly.
My goodness. I don't know if you've driven back and forth lately, but I'd say about every 10th car is going 120. I get over to the farthest right lane that I can get, and they're still coming up on me.
Rick's right. Get
to the shoulder, Rick.
Now you sound old.
Get to the shoulder.
Well, stay on six, Rick. Stay on six.
With your Greenwood and Ashley.
You'll love Greenwood. Stay with that, and then find some gravel for you to finish it on into Lincoln.
The problem with six is you're going to run into a farm truck or somebody going 48, and you can't get around them, and half the bridges are closed. So, and then you got to drive down Cornhusker Highway to get downtown, and that's always fun. But no, seriously, I spend as much time looking in my rearview mirror as I do looking forward, because it's just so crazy.
Okay.
But that's my commentary.
All right, thank you.
A lot of people like to drive really fast.
We'll put a stop to it in
Nebraska.
Yeah.
By the way, the hottest golf round I ever played was in Phoenix. It was 117. Mm-hmm. And my son and I went out and we played Greyhawk that day. It was in July or something. And they came around every other hole with an iced towel. So the towel was soaked in ice, and you put it around your neck, and within two holes it was bone dry. So, yeah, you can play golf when it's 120, but I don't blame Jake for not going out.
Probably shouldn't play in that.
It's a little warm, but this is crazy. I thought I picked a different song.
Oh
no, this is the one you sent me, Rick.
It's been one of these weeks.
Yeah. I went to the link you sent me directly. I went right to it.
You know, my I am a concussion patient, so you've got to give me a little grace here. But, yeah, I thought it was Sloop John B., but this song.
I'm looking at the email, Rick. It says, Good Vibrations, Beach Boys. The link went right to Good Vibrations.
Just so you know, Rick, okay. Sloop John B., you're getting probably an 8-9 to a 9-1, and I would have been, it would have been Euphoria. Instead, we got Good Vibrations.
It's fine.
Though. Okay.
Well, even Rick knows. Yeah,
he does.
What can you say? Hey, can't wait to see you guys next week out at the Ruhlmann's. We were over there last night. It was packed. That'll be fun. What is it? Early break after dark? Is that what it's called?
That's the one.
Yeah, are you going to be there?
Yeah, I'm coming.
All right.
That'll be nice.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
We appreciate your support.
So that'll be fun. And the new brew pub opens today out here in Ashland. I'm
working on them.
Trying to promote them. I don't know them, but it looks interesting.
It's on the roundabout.
So one more addition to the great city of Ashland, and we need all we can get. So, okay, Good Vibrations, Pet Sounds, the greatest record many believe ever recorded, released in October 10th of 66.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look into the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. You shouldn't have to rearrange your life to deal with hair loss. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think about Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
This is Michael Rosenbaum. Hey, folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
It's the first record I ever bought, personally. Oh. First record album I ever purchased. I was in Kansas City with my mother, me, and my sister visiting my uncle, and we went to this record store in downtown Kansas City, which at the time was mind-blowing. It was humongous. I mean, a just spectacular store. And I picked it out and bought it because I really liked God Only Knows and Wouldn't It Be Nice, which were the two big hits off of that. And that's the first record I ever bought. So I consider myself to have a little bit of taste. Being, what was I, 9 years old at the time. So
nice.
This song, though, I did pull up some trivia. It went to number one everywhere. They considered it a pocket symphony for its complexity and episode structure. Had unprecedented production. They believe that it took 90 hours of tape consumed to produce this record. Now, back then, guys, we had reel-to-reel tape recorders, so that's how they did it. And incidentally, so we talked last about when Brian had the mental breakdown, and he didn't tour with the Beach Boys anymore. So they were out on the road. Their dad was their manager. Hmm. And he went up to L.A., lived in southern L.A. County, and went up there and recorded this record, Pet Sounds, with the Wrecking Crew as the studio musicians. So these were all original compositions that he recorded with people other than the Beach Boys. The Beach Boys were out on the road. And so when they all came back off the road, they said, Brian, what have you got for us? And he sat them all down and played this entire album for them. And then they did their parts. So this is when the dad got very upset. Again, watch the movie Love and Mercy. It explains it very well. Because the sound was not surf sound. Mm-hmm. So he went on to sell their entire collection, and that's one of our trivia questions today. So anyway, they believed it was kind of like You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling. It was related to Phil Spector's production of You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling. It also involved rock, pop, and psychedelica. Mm-hmm. So it had some of the hippy-trippy stuff going on there, mm-hmm. good vibrations and all that. So that upset Dad and the whole, you know, the rest is history. But it's a great song, I think, incredibly layered if you listen to the whole thing. And those were all studio musicians playing that. They didn't have synthesizers back then, okay? Mm. Okay. So that little that thing was something else. It was like a little vibraphone or something that they made sound like that. And by the way, Glenn Campbell was in the Wrecking Crew. He was the guitar player in the Wrecking Crew on a lot of these songs.
Glenn was real.
That's how good he was. So with that in mind, Stump Sippers and the Coach.
Let's do it.
Did the Wilson father sell the entire Beach Boys collection, a lifetime collection of Beach Boys songs, for more or less than $1 million? God. He sold it to Columbia Records.
I don't know. You're asking me, so I have to assume it's a strange number, so it'd be less.
You get a diamond. It was $685,000.
Mm. Brilliant.
Mm. Good purchase.
That's a good buy right there. Bad sale and a good buy.
That went well.
You talk about the L.A. Kings thing. I mean, yeah, I think, and what do you think Brian Wilson thought about that? That's portrayed in the movie, too. That was crazy. Okay, Coach, was what profession was Brian Wilson's wife when they met? She was not a musician. She was in another field.
Does he have any options?
I'm thinking through this. Okay. Say it one more time. One more time, Rick.
Brian Wilson met his wife at this time, his second wife, doing something in business. I didn't give you, you could take a wild shot at it.
I think she ran she helped manage a sand and gravel company.
Sand and gravel pit, okay. Yes. You get a CZ. She was a car salesman.
Car.
Close. Bill, you were close. You were on it that one.
Well, there's a lot of construction going on.
You were on that one.
LA County. Yeah.
As played by Margot Robbie in the movie.
Oh, I can't remember that.
And what brand of car was she selling at that time?
Jake?
Let me go with Jaguar.
Jaguar.
close, but CZ, it was a Cadillac.
Oh. Huh.
One for three
great
today.
Part of the movie. Great part of the movie. You got to see it, where she's the Cadillac salesperson. And back then, guys, women didn't sell cars. This was just very unusual. So, and she was beautiful. And Brian Wilson came in every day to look at this car and mess around on it because he was a little bit mental. And she fell in love with him. So it's a great part of the movie.
Yeah.
All right. Good Vibrations, Beach Boys song.
Thanks, Rick.
What's happening right now, Rick, at Sauter Heyman Jewelers?
Hey, Sauter Heyman, best of Lincoln, 40-plus years, so many years I can't even keep track. We're 120 years old, but we don't look a day over 115. We're young and get younger. We're four generations and hopefully more to come because there's a bunch of little new youngins coming along. Don't forget about the Heartland Diamond, the most beautiful and brilliant diamond you've ever seen, or we will give you a dollar store pair of readers to prove that you can see. Don't forget, breakers get 10% off. Mention you listen to the show. We'll see you all next week. Don't forget, SauterHeyman.com. We're at South Point, downtown, and Grand Island.
Rick, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with
you
again next week.
And Olivia, bye-bye. Again, thanks you.
Rick Heyman's song of the day is Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys. Hour two is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.